Shalom to all. Today's daf on Hedjin daf Nona. We are starting Mem Tes Amud Beis about three lines up for the bottom at the two dots with go for the Mishnah Skilas Reifa v'Chulu. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Maris Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we have a machlokes in the Mishnah Tanakama and Reb Shimon. What the order of Mises Bezdin is from Chamer to Kal? The Tanakama had said Skilas Reifa Hergen Chenek, and now we're going to be going through each one individually and pay attention to all the steps because they're basically going to repeat themselves when we discuss Shitas Reb Shimon. So the Gemara tells us Skil Chamer Reim Sreifa. How do we know that Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa? Because that's the punishment for Megadeh, somebody who curses Hashem, and for somebody who serves Avod Zarah. And my Chomer, what's a Chomer over here? Shekem Pashi Yad Be'ikr. Because literally, he's stretching his hand out against the most fundamental tenet of Yiddishkeit, which is belief in one Hashem. As we're holding one second, Adarab, the opposite should be true. Sreifa Chomer, Sreifa should be more Chomer, Shekem Nitlabas Kain Shazinsa. Because the daughter of a Kain who's Mizaneh, she gets Sreifa. And my Chomer, what's a Chomer over here? Shekem Mechalal Asaviya. Because she's Mechalal, she profanes her father. It's not just she does something wrong to herself, her father also is shamed in the process. Not only are people had to treat him as Chayol, they don't have to treat him as Kaddish anymore. People also say Arur Shezayolad, Arur Shezugidel. That should be a chomer by Sreifa over Skila. However, no malaf on top. The Gemara says no, because every Rabban, the Rabban hold Nesua Yaitzel Sreifa. Then a married woman was excluded in the pasuk. She was singled out that she doesn't get chenek, meaning a married bas kain. If she's mezaneh, she doesn't get chenek like a regular married woman would get chenek. Her punishment is relegated to Sreifa. But Veloya Rusa, not a bas kain who's an arusa. Umidabka Rachmana la Rusa beskila. And from the fact that the Torah says that an arusa bas kain gets skila, just like a regular Bas Yisrael Arusa, who's Mezaneh, Shema Minah, Skila Chamura, we see from here that Skila is actually more Chamur. In other words, we're saying, you're right, even though we see that Sreifa is more Chamur, because a Bas Kain Shazinsa gets Sreifa, but that's only a Bas Kain who's a Nesua, but a Bas Kain who's an Arusa, she gets Skila just like an Arusa Bas Yisrael, and we know that an Arusa being Mezaneh is more Chamur than a Nesua being Mezaneh, in as much that it also affects her father and her family, because she's still under her father's jurisdiction. Therefore, we see that Skila is more Chamur than Sreifa. Going on to the next step, Skila Chamur Misayev, how do we know Skila is more Chamur than Saif? Because that's a punishment for somebody who curses Hashem and for somebody who does avodah zarah. And my chomer was the chomer kid omer, like we said. And now we ask Adarab, the opposite should be true. Saif chomer, Saif being killed by the sword, that should be more chomer. Because people are in Yarni Dachas, when the majority of the city serves avodah zarah, everyone gets killed by Saif. And my chomer, what's the chomer over there? Because their property, their possessions also get destroyed. It's not just a punishment on them, it's a punishment on their money as well. So my answer is no. Amr, you would say that Ezekiah Meruba, which Kayach, meaning who's strong, who's more chomer, Kayach Hamadiach, Kayach Hanidach, the one who's the Mediach, the one who pushed others to avodah zarah, or the Nidach, the one who got pushed to do avodah zarah. Hava Omer Kayach Hamadiach, it's the Mediach, the one who pushed others to avodah zarah. We're more machmir with him. V'tani Mevrasa says Mediach Yaridachas Beskila, that those who convince the people Yaridachas to do avodah zarah, those convincers, those Mediachim, they get Skila. And so we see that Skila is more chomer than Saif. On to the next stage, Skila Chomer Mechanek. How do we know the Skila is more chomer than Chanek in strangulation? Shekein Nitel Magadayf Ul Oyv Avodah Kachavim and Umay Chomer Kedamer. Like we said, Ask the Gemara Adarab, the opposite should be true. Chanek Chomer. Chanek should be more chomer than Skila. Shekein Nitel Makah of Imay, because that's a punishment for somebody who strikes his father or mother. And Umay Chomer also Chomer over there. Shekein Hukash Kvod L'Chvod Amakayim, because the covet of a parent is compared to the covet of Hashem. It says Kaber Savicha Vasimecha, and it says Kaber Es Hashem Mahincha. So we see the same lashon is used. Therefore, Chanek should actually be more chomer than Skila. And the Gemara answers that no. The Apker Rachman Al Arusa Bas Yisrael Mechal Nusua Bas Yisrael Mechanek L'Skila. From the fact that the Torah singles out in Arusa Bas Yisrael who's Mezaneh from the Kal of Nusua Bas Yisrael is Mezaneh from Chanek to Skila, as we explained previously, then Nusua Bas Yisrael who's Mezaneh she gets Chanek, but in Arusa Bas Yisrael who's Mezaneh gets Skila. Shema Minos Skila Chamura. We see that Skila is more Chamur. So we just establish according to Tanakama how Skila is the most Chamur of all. Now going on to the next type of Mises Bas Din, Sreifa Chamur Misayev. Sreifa is more Chamur than the next stage, which is Saif. How do we know this? Shekein Nitel Bas Kain Shazinsa. Because that's a punishment for a Bas Kohen who's Mezaneh, and Umay Chomer was a Chomer, Shekein Mechal is Zaviya, she's Mechal her father, as we explained at the beginning. Ask the Mara Adarab, the opposite should be true. Saif Chomer, Saif Shemor Chomer, Shekein Nitel Anche Yarni Dachas, because that's a punishment for Yarni Dachas, and Umay Chomer was a Chomer over there, Shekein Umayim Avad, because their money gets destroyed. And the Gemara answers no. Namar Aviyah Beskila, Namar Aviyah Besreifa, it says her father by Skila and her father by Sreifa, Ma Aviyah Omer Beskila, Skila Chomer Misayef, just like when it says Aviyah by Skila, that's a Skila which is more Chomer than Saif. That's referring to a Nar Murasa that's Mezaneh, she gets Skila instead of Saif, as we just explained previously, and we know that Skila is more chomer than Saif, Afa Via Amar Sreifa. So too the Via that's said by Sreifa, by a Bas Kain that's Mezaneh, Sreifa Chomer Misayef, that shows us that Sreifa is more chomer than Saif as well. Going on to the next stage, Sreifa Chomer Mechenek, how do we know that Sreifa is more chomer than Chenek? Shekein Nitel Bas Kain Shazinsa, because that's a punishment for Bas Kain who's Mezaneh. Ask Gemara my chomer what's a chomer? Shekein Amar, like we just said, because she's Mechal her father also. Ask the Gemara Adrab, the opposite should be true. Chenek Chomer, Chenek should be more chomer. Shekein Nitel Maka of Imoy, because that's a punishment for one who strikes her father or mother. And my chomer what's a chomer? Shekein Hukash Kvod L'Chvod Amakayim, because the covet of a parent is compared to the covet of Hashem. And the Gemara answers that no, since the pasuk excludes or singles out a married bas kayin from the category of a married bas Yisrael, Yisrael, and as opposed to getting chanek, she's going to get sreifa. Shema mino sreifa chamura. We see from here the sreifa is more chamur than chanek. Now going on to the third of the four mises bazin, sayif chamur mechanek. How do we know that sayif is more chamur than chanek? Shekinit in lanche yiran dachas, because that's a punishment for the people of yiran dachas. And my chamur what's a chamur? Shekinu manim avad, because her property is destroyed. As the gemara adrab, the opposite should be true. Chanek chamur, chanek should be more chamur. Shekinit in lamaka of imoy, because that's a punishment for one who strikes the father or mother. And my chamur what's a chamur? Again hukash v'chulu, because the covet of a parent is compared to the covet of Hashem. And the answer is that no, afilu hachi pashet yadav ikar adif. Somebody who's kafir be'ikr, that's stronger and that's more chamur. And we know the people of yiran dachas served the avodah zara, and that has in it as well the concept of being pashet yadav ikar, and therefore sayif is more chamur than chanek. This was all shita Tanakama. Now moving on to the next sheet of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Amar v'chulu. Rav Shimon had argued with Tanakama, and he also actually the most chamur is sreifa, then skila, then chanek, then hereg. As we have the same discussion in his shita, sreifa chamur is skila. How do we know that sreifa is more chamur than skila? She came into the bas kohen shezinsa, because that's a punishment of bas kohen who's mezaneh, and my chamur wants a chamur. She came mechala sevya, she's mechal her father. As the more adra, the opposite should be true. Skila chamura, skila should be more chamur for the same reason we said in Tanakama. She came into the god of the life of Yisuch Chavim, and my chamur wants a chamur. She came pashiyad be'ikar, and the answer is that no. Rav Shimon l'tamei, Rav Shimon l'shitasei. The Amar he holds achle rusav achas nesua yatzal sreifa. The both in arusa and nesua bas kohen doesn't make difference what stage she's in, arusa or nesua. She singled out that she gets sreifa, and that's unlike the Tanakama. Abkir rachman al arusa bas kohen mechal arusa bas Yisrael meskila sreifa. Since the Torah singles out arusa bas kohen, it takes her out of the klav and arusa bas Yisrael from skila to sreifa. Namely, as we said before, then arusa bas Yisrael is mizana, she gets skila, but an arusa bas kohen, according to Reb Shimon, gets sreifa. Shema mino sreifa chamura. We see the sreifa is more chamur than skila. On to the next stage, sreifa chamura mechanek. How do we know this? She can nidle bas kohen shezinsa, because once again, that's the punishment for bas kohen who's mizana. And my chamur, what's a chamur? Kedamra, like we just said, ask more adra, but the opposite should be true. Chanek chamur, she can nidle lamaka of imai. That's a punishment for striking a father or mother. And my chamur, what's a chamur? She can hukash kvayim luchvara makahim, because their kavod is compared to the kavod of Hashem. And the answer is that no, but the abkar achmon on nesua bas kohen mechal nesua bas Yisrael mechanek lesreifa, since the Torah excludes a nesua bas kohen from the general klal of a nesua bas Yisrael who's mezane from chenek to sreifa. As we said before, the nesua bas Yisrael, regular married woman who has nos, she gets chenek, but a nesua bas kohen gets sreifa. Shema mino sreifa chamura. That shows us the sreifa is more chamur than chenek. And on to the last stage, sreifa chamur misayif. How do we know the sreifa is more chamur than sayif? She came in labas kohen shezinsa, because that's a punishment. And my chamur, what's a chamur? Kedamar, like we said, adurab as the gemara, the opposite should be true. Sayif chamur, shekein nitin lanche yiran dachas, that's a punishment for yiran dachas. And my chamur, what's a chamur of yiran dachas? Shekein umanim avad, even their money's destroyed. So the answer is no, but you would say, the v'chiezo kaych meruba, which kaych is stronger, kaych hamadiach or kaych hanidach, the kaych of the one who pushed everyone to do avay zara, or the kaych of the ones who did avay zara, meaning the people of yiran dachas? No, no, based on tab, have oimer kaych hamadiach. It's a kaych hamadiach, as we said before. And over here, it's important to note, the Reb Shimon holds that the madiach, the one who pushed everyone to do avay zara, he actually gets chenek. That's an argument with the chamim. And so now we could say, v'kal v'chaymer, uma chenek shechar misayif, just a chenek which is more chamer than sayif, sreifa chamer yimenu, sreifa is more chamer than it, sayif hakala kol shekain. When we say for sure that sreifa is more chamer than sayif, of course we would, and therefore we just established in Shishas Reb Shimon how sreifa is more chamer than everything. Now going on to the next Mises Bezin according to Reb Shimon, skila chamer mechenek. I know that skila is more chamer than chenek, shekain nit l'magalfal avivaz kachavim, that's the punishment, and uma chamer chamer kedamar, like we said, that's pashit yad be'ikr, as the gemara adraba, the opposite should be true. Chenek chamer should be more chamer. She can't eat the lamaka of imai. That's the punishment for one who strikes the father or mother. And umay chamer to chamer. She can't hookish v'chulu. Their covet is compared to the covet of Hashem. And the more answer is no. The apkar achmon al arusa bas yisrael mechal nusua bas yisrael mechenek laskila. From the fact that Torah singles out or excludes an arusa bas yisrael from the klav of nusua bas yisrael, namely that instead of an arusa bas yisrael who's mezane getting chenek like an nusua bas yisrael, she's going to get skila. Shema no skila chamura. We see from here that skila is more chamer. On to the next stage, skila chamura misayif. I know skila is more chamer than sayif. She can't nitl magadef, because again, that's a punishment for Magadev and for Oivet Avodah Kachavim. Asking where Adra, but the opposite should be true. Saif Chomer, she can't eat till Anshe Yanai Dachas. That's a punishment of the people of Yanai Dachas. And Umay Chomer, what's her Chomer? She can't remind him Avad. Their money is destroyed. And so we answer, Amrit, you would say, that Vechi is a Kaich Meruba. Whose Kaich is stronger? Who's more Chomer? Kaich Hamadiach or Kaich Hanidach? The one who pushed them to Avodah Zara, or the ones who were pushed to do Avodah Zara? Hava Omer Kaich Hamadiach. It's a Kaich of the one who was pushed to do Avodah Zara, which, as we just said before, he gets Chenek according to Reb Shimon. Vekal Vechomer, we once again have a Kal Vechomer. Umay Chenek Shachar Misayif. There's a Chenek, which is more Chomer than Saif. Skil chamur yimenu, skil is more chamur than it. Saif akala kol shekain, saif which is more mekel, isn't sreifa more chamur than saif? And so that's conclusion of sreifa. On to the next Mrs. Bezin, she deserves Shimon. Chenek chamur misayif. How do we know this? Shekain nitl maka of imai and my chamur. What's the chamur? Kedamar, like we said, that the covet of a parent is hookish to the covet of Hashem. As the Gemara adra, but the opposite should be true. Saif chamur shekain nitl anchi anidachas. That's the punishment for anidachas. And my chamur. What's their chamur? Shekain imanim avad. Their money is destroyed. And the Gemara answers Amr. You would say that v'chi ezo kach meruba. Who's kach stronger? Kach hamadiach or kach hanidach? Have Omer, you would say, Kaich HaMadiach, the Kaich of the one who got everyone to avodah zara, and v'tanya v'braisa medichir ani dachas beskila, then medichir ani dachas gets skila. That's shitas chachamim. But Reb Shimon, I'm Reb Chanek, he holds that it's bechanek, and so we see that chanek is more chamer than sayef. So here we just went through a very long back and forth in both shitas Tanakama and Reb Shimon, clarifying how they know that this one is more chamer than that one. Continuing with this, the Gemara says, Marlo Pim Reb Yechonon, Reb Yechonon was accustomed to say the following as somewhat of a synopsis, if you will, of their shitas. Nara murasa bas kain, a nara, which means she's in between 12 and 12 and a half, and she's murasa. She's only halachically engaged, but she's not married, she's not a nesua, and she's a bas kain, shezinsa, she's mezana, beskila, she gets skila. Whereas Reb Shimon Aimer besreifa, Reb Shimon says she gets sreifa. Furthermore, zinsa meavia beskila, if she's mezana with her father, she gets skila. Reb Shimon Aimer besreifa, Reb Shimon says she gets sreifa. As another thing, we're asked, my kamashmal, and what's Reb Yechonon's chedesh? And the answer is Rabbanon, in shitas Rabbanon, the chedesh is that nesua yatzal sreifa voloya rusa, that only a nesua bas kain is excluded. She's unique, that she gets sreifa, that's her punishment if she's mezana, but not in a rusa bas kain. In a rusa bas kain who's mezana gets the same punishment of an arusa bas yisrael, which is skila. And Reb Shimon, the chedesh is achas arusa va'achas nesua yatzal sreifa. The way this bas kain is an arusa or nesua, she's unique. She's singled out that she gets sreifa, and she's not like her counterpart as a bas yisrael is going to get a different misa. And the time, why would this be? So it's as we just explained. Mishum to the rabbanon skila chamura. According to the rabbanon, skila is more chamur. And the Reb Shimon sreifa chamura. According to Reb Shimon, sreifa is more chamur. And the nafkamina, what's a practical application of this? Lemishan is chayv shtei misas bezdin. If a person is chayv two separate misas bezdin, needed mechamura, they would get punished with the more chamur one. And what's the more chamur one? So again, according to the rabbanon, it's going to be skila. But according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be sreifa. And now focusing on shita Reb Shimon, the Gemara asks, my Reb Shimon, where's Reb Shimon's shita come from? And the answer is Tanya have a brass. Reb Shimon, he tells us shnei klalos nero bas kayin. There are two klalos, two generalizations that were said by bas kayin. We're going to explain this in a moment. Let's just ask a quick question to clarify. The Gemara asks, but bas kayin v'loy bas yisrael. These generalizations in the pasuk were said only by a bas kayin and not by a bas yisrael. The Gemara says no. Ema, I'll say that af a bas kayin, that these generalizations in the pasuk were said also by a bas kayin. What does that mean? Generalizations. So by regular ishes being mezana, it says mois yumas hanoif anoyafes, and this is mashma also bas kayin. It's just a generalization telling us that whoever was the noif anoyafes, the adulterers, they should both be killed, and the punishment over here is chenek. And the second klal is that with a regular na'ar merasa, it says vaytseisim es shnehem, that both them should be killed, and the punishment here is skila. And once again, it seems to be that we have a klal including all types of na'ar merasas that are mezana. The pasuk excludes or singles out a nesua from nesua and arusa from arusa, specifically in regards to a bas kayin. And what do we learn from here? Just like when the pasuk singles out a nesua from nesua, and that's a chumra, because it's telling us that a nesua bas kayin who's mezane gets sreifa, which is a chumra according to Reb Shimon. So too when the pasuk singles out an arusa from an arusa, namely that an arusa bas kayin who's mezane gets a different misa than an arusa bas yisrael that's mezane, lahachmir, that's also for chumra, meaning she gets skila. And the pasuk concludes, zoyme nesua bas kayin bechlal zoyme nesua bas yisrael, vezoyme arusa bas kayin bechlal zoyme arusa bas yisrael. And this has to do with Edom Zoymen. We already know this general idea that if Edom come to Bezin and try to mechayev a person with something, and then they were proved to be Edom Zoymen, namely another set of Edom came and said that Imanu Yisam Makam Pliny, you were with us at a totally different place when you claimed you witnessed this thing happen, and the pasuk tells us that we punish them with the same thing they wanted to get the other guy punished with, but specifically in regards to the Zoymen of a bas kayin, namely Edom came along to say that this bas kayin was mezaneh, they're not going to get the misa that they tried to give her. And that's what we're saying, that the Zoymen of an Nesua bas kayin are included in the Zoymen of an Nesua bas Yisrael, and so instead of getting sreifa, they're going to get chenek, because an Nesua bas Yisrael shezinsa gets chenek, so they're going to get chenek, and Zoymen Arusa bas kayin are included in Zoymen Arusa bas Yisrael, namely they're going to get skila instead of sreifa. And now we have a long braisa which continues to discuss the punishment of a bas kayin shezinsa, which we know the pasuk tells us is sreifa. And again, we have some machlokes Rabbanu Reb Shimon, if this applies only to an Nesua or also to an Arusa bas kayin. And before we start the braisa, let's just read the whole pasuk inside. Ubas ish kayin kisecha liznois, and the daughter of a kayin, when she's mechal, when she profanes to have znos, esavio hi mechal elas, she's mechal her father, but ish tisarv, she shall be burned in fire. So now the braisa dissects the pasuk. Ubas ish kayin kisechel, and so I might think, just based off this part of the pasuk, yochal afil chilos haShabbos, that even if she's mechal Shabbos, that fits under the word sechel, and therefore she might get sreifer she be mechal Shabbos. Tamalarm, because of that, the pasuk says, liznois, she has to be mezane, bechilun she beznos akasim edaber, the pasuk's talking about a chil, a profaning of znos, and that's what she's going to get sreifa for. Now, yochal, you might think, afil penuya, that even if she's a penuya, meaning she's not married at all whatsoever, she's a single girl, and she has relations with somebody else, so she's going to get sreifa, and the answer is that no, namar kan avia, it says over here avia, namar la'alon avia, over there by na'am rasa being mezana, it says the word avia, and ma'alon znos im zikas habal, just look over there, is referring to znos with zikas habal, which means she has some sort of connection to a husband, she's an arusa, so in some way she's married, she has a zikas habal, afkan. So to over here, when it says aviyah, znos and zikas habal is referring to znos with zikas habal. So it has to be that the sreifa that's being given to a bas kohen is only if she has zikas habal. Now the brisa asks, eino emer aviyah el lahaitzias kol adam. Maybe when the pasuk says aviyah, it's just excluding everybody else. Meaning, maybe it's saying that if a bas kohen is mezaneh with her father, she gets sreifa, but not if she's mezaneh with somebody else. And to this, the brisa answers, no. Kshoimer, the pasuk says he mechaleles. What does that tell us? Hava kol adam omer. That's referring to somebody else, because if we read the whole pasuk as aviyah he mechaleles, that means that she's mechalel her father, and not that her father's mechalel her. But if she had znos with her father, then her father's being mechalel her to some extent as well, and therefore the pasuk is not talking about her having znos with her father, rather with somebody else. And so now we come back to this drasha we just suggested a line before. Hamani mekam aviyah. So why does the pasuk say aviyah? Namar kan aviyah, v'namar alon aviyah. It says over here aviyah. It says over there by namar as aviyah. Mal alon znosim zikas abal. Afkan znosim zikas abal. Just look over there. It's znosim zikas abal because nara hamurasa. So to over here, it's znosim zikas abal. Now we ask another question. If that's really so that we're comparing her to namurasa, then mal alon nara v'hiya rusa. Afkan nara v'hiya rusa. Just like over there, namurasa is going to get skila only because she's a nara. She's between 12 and 12 and a half, and she's only a rusa. She's not an asua. So to over here, in order for a bas kohen who's mezaneh to get sreifa, we should say that she has to be a nara, and that she's only allowed to be an arusa, and she can't be younger or older, and she can't be a nesua. And therefore we ask, nara vihi nesua, bageras vihi arusa, bageras vihi nesua, vafilu iskina minayin. How do we know if she's a nara, but she's married, or she's a bageras and she's an arusa, which means she's older than a nara, she's past 12 and a half, or she's a bageras and she's fully married, maybe even she's a skina, she's very old, but she's still a bas kohen. How do we know she's going to get sreifa? That's because Tamalarma, the pasuk tells us, ubas kohen mikol makayim, any sort of bas kohen. The pasuk continues, bas kohen, the pasuk says, nun alf omr alf on the top, ain't li el shenisus le kohen. I don't know if she's going to get sreifa if she's married to a kohen. Nisus le levi, le yisrael, le evig achavim, le chalol, le mamzer, le nasin, minayin. How do I know if she's married to all these people, even somebody whom she's not allowed to marry, which is a vayis gechavim, or a chalol, or mamzer, or nasin? How do we know she's going to get sreifa if she's mezan in that situation as well? Tamalarma, because the pasuk says, ubas ish kohen, afal pisha ain't a kohenes, even though she's not a kohenes. What does that mean, she's not a kohenes? That means she lost her status of kahuna because she married somebody she's not allowed to, still she gets sreifa. And lastly, the brisa tells us, he besreifa, says the pasuk, she gets sreifa. What do we learn from here? Ve'ein baila besreifa, her bayil, the one whom she was mezana with, he does not get sreifa. Also, he besreifa. What does that tell us? Ve'ein zayma besreifa, that her zaymin don't get sreifa, as we just mentioned previously. If two of them testify that she was mezana trying to get her to get sreifa, but they turn that to be zaymin, they're not going to get sreifa, rather they're going to get a different punishment. And now the brisa ends off with something enigmatic, which we're going to explain tomorrow. Rebbe Lezer says, Esavia besreifa, Eschamia beskila, her father with sreifa, and her father-in-law with skila. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow explaining each part of this brisa. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.